At the beginning of 1975, John and Yoko are reunited backstage at Madison Square Garden after John had performed with Elton John in concert. After 18 months of separation, Yoko admits it was hard to stop loving John. She says, during those months, part of us was always communicating. We were both sort of exploring. We never completely lost touch. In February, an unauthorized Roots LP of John's oldies appears in TV ads. And so on February 17th, Apple rush releases the album Rock and Roll by him.
Well, the Rock and Roll album, folks, started in 73 after I'd finished Mind Games, and I was really in the middle of that, oh, you know, what's going on, mother, life, help. So I thought, I know, I'm always in between takes and with the Beatles to it. Always a break into Bebopalula, or we'd always jam those songs, you know. They're my favorite songs, a lot of them. And I never did them because I admired the original so much I wouldn't dare touch them. But by now people are touched, ruining everything, so I thought, why can't I do it? So I thought, I know, who shall I use, you know? The great Phil Spector, you know. I'd used him before, but I'd always controlled it and been co-producer. And that's the first time I ever let an album out of my control since the first Beatle albums. I never do it again. And next minute, I didn't have the tapes, and Phil had a car accident. That's all I heard. I waited 8 months in L.A. waiting for him to recover. So then after that, I came home to New York. And I was, by then, I'd straightened myself out, and I was ready to do Walls and Bridges, and I was straight and, you know, no drink, right? And I thought, okay, I'm ready to record. The day before I go in to record, I get the tapes back. We finally made a deal, so it had to do with deals as usual. I get the Phil Spector tapes back and decided the best way to finish it was to just go in and finish it. So I did the rest of it by myself, using the basic unit that I usually use, about 8 guys. And I did it in about 5 days, you know, 3 tracks a night. You know, I just said rock and roll, okay, rock. And we just went in and did like take 1, Stand By Me.